1212, yeah, yeah, hey, hey.
Get up with
Jesse and Jules. Get the catch up at hit.com.au
or download the Hit app.
This is the catch up on Hit.
Jules, I want to run something by you. I want to know if I'm a cheat, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You know that I can be quite competitive.
Quite is not the word.
But there's nothing that satisfies me more than winning. A win, but where you've like really outmaneuvered the other people. Right?
Oh, really?
Where you've like come up with a game plan that they didn't even see coming.
Right.
You know?
Okay.
And I feel like I've done that on Friday night.
Oh, really?
But I question whether I was too smart and whether this will be seen as cheating when our boss, who ran the game, comes in later on today.
Let me just get comfortable. Let me be the judge of this. All right.
So the game was, we were doing a pub crawl on Friday night for Tim, who was on our team. He's left now, and it was his going away. There was a range of games that you had to play throughout the night. One thing that you also had to do throughout the night was to keep your egg. They gave you a raw egg, and you had to keep the egg on you the entire night, and someone had to reproduce theirs at the end of the night.
Yeah.
Right? Did you keep your egg?
Well, I gave it to the person that I was partnered up with, and he went to a comedy show, and then I didn't see the egg.
Right.
I think he may have just had scrambled eggs on the side of the road, for all I know.
Okay.
But no, I lost that one out straight within half an hour.
So I feel like I should have won, because I did manage to keep mine the entire night.
Yeah, but how?
And this is where I'm seeking clarity, right? As soon as we got to the first stop, which was Common Ground, I went to the bartender, lovely guy by the name of Alex, and said, hey, mate, we're playing this game.
Yeah.
Can you boil this egg for me?
Unbelievable. Un-bloody believable.
Unbelievably smart or unbelievably bad?
I'd go with smart. I think, well done. I did not even think of that because I like to play fair.
Right? And so, but it only just finished, like he'd only cooked it for a little bit as we left Common Ground. So when we got to Funky Monkey, I asked Raji, who works in the kitchen there, and got him to, and I was like, mate, just boil the absolute goony out of it. Yeah. And I just need it rock solid. Yeah.
Okay.
And so it's not the actual word that I use, but I was like, mate, I just need you to boil this thing solid.
Oh,
and he did it.
And Raji did it.
And Raji did it. He's a good bloke.
Supposed to be on my side.
And so I walked around with it in my pocket the entire night.
Yeah.
And it was totally fine. Apparently, someone else has claimed the win, though, and they claimed it at 11 o'clock at night. And
okay.
I dispute this because I even had mine when we were at Fitzy's at the end of the night. And the reason I know that I still had it is twofold. Okay? Not only did I find it on the dance floor, because I chucked my jacket down. It must have come out of my pocket and rolled across the dance floor. Picked it up, right? Still had it, but then as I was walking home, did you get a kebab?
Yeah.
I didn't.
Why? You ate the egg.
Because I realised that I had a snack with me already.
Oh my gosh. I was thinking, geez, I wish I knew you had. I would have put it in my kebab. Oh my gosh.
So cheater or no cheater?
No, I
feel like a real winner.
To be honest, I know you cheated on something else, and I'm going to bring this up. There was something on the list that was supposed to happen.
Okay, but on the egg front, I'm clean. Are you gonna back me up today?
Well, I'm just glad you didn't win. You don't deserve to win. No, I don't think so.
I'm going
to
dispute it.
No.
I want a recount.
Ladies and gentlemen.
That was Hit Breakfast with Jesse and Jules.
Want more Jesse and Jules?
Download the Hit app.
This is the showdown.
Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.